Mark Giordano.
Are you excited to go? Are you going to China?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I think it's great. Like, training camp 10 days together with the boys.
Just fix
the group. I think it's going to be a good time, and it's going to be really good for our team, considering we have all the new faces around and the new coaching staff. So I think, you know, obviously to travel and all that stuff, I think.
So you could go to Banff, right, to do the same kind of thing.
The time zones and all that, we got to figure that out. But I think for our group, it'll be good.
Do you have any idea on the time zones? Like, have you how deep into it have
you looked
yet?
Doesn't matter. You just have to go.
Yeah.
Really.
What's the plane ride? Hourly,
I think it's 14 hours. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I can't remember, but when I went to Russia, it was a sort of similar with the time zones. And, yeah, it does. Obviously, it does affect you, and you got to get. The main thing, I think, is you got to try and get on that sleep schedule right away. If you don't, sort of plays with you for the whole week.
Who cares when you're over there? It's when you get back.
That's what's going to be important. But we have 2 weeks when we get back of camp still and exhibition, right?
So. You'll be fine. 3 days.
Yeah.
No problem. I got this light if you want to borrow it. What? It is. It helps with jet lag.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Light therapy. Yeah. See?
Jesus.
It's true.
Now, you have to talk positively about this trip, right? That's the message. It's no matter what they ask, you can't be down about it. It's a league thing.
No, I think initially when you first hear about it...
Because you can't want to go.
You don't
want to go.
No, when you first, your initial reaction as a player when you do hear about it is you're like, oh, God, you think about the travel and the, you know, how you're going to feel when you get back and all that sort of thing. But when you really sit back and look at it, I've never been to a training camp where you get your group together right away from day one, and then you go out and spend 10 days together, play a couple games. I think it's going to be a real positive at the end of it.
It's going to be interesting. Like, and you're looking at it from the team perspective. That's a good way of doing it. I mean, getting the guys together and letting that happen.
Well, and you always preach about that,
getting
the guys together and the importance of that sort of stuff.
I always felt like the times when your team gains the most momentum is when you have these long road trips out east and you string together a few wins and hang out with the guys and you build that chemistry, you know what I mean?
I'm with you. There's a lot of times where it's like, if you could start on the road for 5 games, I don't think you want to go for 12.
Yeah.
But get 4 or 5 games on the road, start the season, perfect.
I agree.
Because you get them out of the way, you're fresh. Teams out there, you're bonding, you're getting to know everyone. Perfect.
Yeah. So you mentioned the new faces. As the captain, you kind of have to do the rounds, right? We talked to you out in Canmore. You didn't really have a relationship with James Neal. Knew of him, played against him, but got to know him. I guess how much closer now are you to a lot of the new faces, including the your new coach?
Yeah, I mean, we've been skating together for the past week, and sort of hanging out and speaking to Nealer. Went out for dinner with him last night, and a lot of new faces. But you know, it seems like everything's earlier this year. We're getting together earlier. We're going away earlier, and a lot of good guys. It's always exciting at this time of year.
Doesn't sound like the nicknames have changed much.
No, the nicknames haven't changed much.
Nealer,
Lindy, and Hanner.
So, have you done your fitness testing? Did you win? Because you lost last year, which...
I don't know. Depends how Froehlich did. Froehlich's he's number one now.
Are you bitter about that?
Not bitter about it.
Not bitter, but...
I'd like to beat him.
Because you know what, Tay? Jerome never let that happen.
No? Oh, jeez. That's a cheap shot.
I don't know. Froehlich looked pretty good, but I don't know how he beats me. I double him up in pull-ups and... I think it's all the...
See, they're trying to get really in your head,
good,
right?
I think he's really good on the bike.
Stretcher.
Yeah.
He's good at the stretching.
Yeah,
he's... Just do the sit and reach. That.
His functional screen, his movement is good.
I asked you this when we were in Canmore, and I guess I'll kind of ask the same question again, but as the captain, you get more and more comfortable, you learn more about that role, and some people will kind of brush it off. But I know that, Rhett, you feel strongly about you need a guy, the captain needs to have that room and the respect, and all that's earned. But now you have a new coach, and that relationship between you two. Can you talk about how important that is? Because in some ways, you're the head of the players. He's the head of the coaches. If you need a day off, if something's not right, you need to be able to go in there and have his ear and have him trust you. Can you just that relationship that you need to have now with Bill?
Yeah, I think it's a really important relationship. I think, you know, as captain, you're sort of that middleman in between the players and the coaches.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want the group. I've always, like, when I play, the group of players have to be the group of players and really bond. And then the coaches obviously call the shots with ice time and how we're going to play. And my job as captain is to relay that message, how we want to play and our style of play. But like you said, yeah, there's going to be times when if we need a day, you feel strongly about the way we're playing and we need to change something, yeah, you have to be able to go in there and have a good relationship with your head coach and talk it through and make those changes if need be.
Are there times through the season where you've gone in and said, listen, I know we're scheduled to do this, or this is the way practice has been, or this has been, it's not working for me, or it's not working for that guy specifically, where that guy, he can't go into the coach's office and talk to him, but maybe where you have to either defend a guy or defend maybe a change along the way?
Yeah, I think most coaches have a pretty good read on guys and days off. And you know, over the years, what I found is coaches have really, they come to you and they ask you, how do you feel? How's the body feel? Mm-hmm. And not just me, guys like Fro, guys who they know come into camp in really good shape, and they know if those guys are feeling tired or off a day, it's pretty much going to be that throughout the group. So that's sort of been my feel on it. I think a lot of the times now coaches come to the players and ask, you know, what the feel of the group is.
Mm-hmm. What's your body feel?
Well, I don't know, but we're going to get the results here today. I can let you know later, but it's going to be low.
Low?
It's going to be low this year. I got to eat a couple strips of bacon, I think, in the room.
You very lean? You leaned
I
out.
Leaned out a bit, I think. I don't know for sure, but the pinches were pretty low.
Pretty skinny?
Yeah, I was not skinny, but
I always had trouble.
Not skinny, but
mid-torso.
Now, did you and Brody get together over the summer?
Yeah, Brody drove.
Because he was driving a long distance to play and practice with
this
you,
this guy
right?
drives 3.5 hours into Toronto because he likes the skates we do, and
afford to rent a place.
Our trainer, our trainer out there is really good, and he comes out and it's a 3-hour drive in, and then he drives right back out right after the skates.
Like
it's a long day.
You're telling me he's driving like 7 hours?
It's a long day. The one day he showed up with he was on the way to the cottage, and he showed up with a full camper to the rink, parked it right at the side of the rink, and came out for a skate and then went up to the cottage.
Now, truth, I mean, it seems crazy, but how happy are you as the captain and his D-pairing, it looks like you're going to be back together.
Yeah.
That this guy, not... You often wonder, it's like, geez, did they care? Is it... He's driving 3.5 in and 3.5 home just to be on the ice with you for 1.5 to 2 hours. That's
it's not worth it.
Well, I think he gets a lot out of the skate. We have a good trainer. I mean, he's
but he cares. That shows to me.
Yeah, I think Rhodes has always been a tough guy to read. Right, he doesn't say much, doesn't give much, but he cares and he's passionate and. Getting to know him over the years, but playing with him all those years that I played with him a few years back, and he's passionate about the game, and he's
just like last year's partner.
He's a top guy.
Oops.
You are destined to tip this interview.
I'm joking, sorry. But changes, lots of changes. What do you think of all the changes? You know, that's the problem. What's he going to say? You want me to answer it for him?
No. Again, are you the one that makes them good? Because Brody was with you, had unbelievable seasons.
Oh, God.
Dougie comes in. He's, this guy's best 24-year-old defenseman in the world. What's the common denominator?
No, I think...
It's Big G.
No. I think they're great players, and that's...
Do you get 50-50
split.
Do you get the credit you deserve?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've done well for myself in my career. And I can't complain.
Have you been golfing? Are you a golfer?
The last time I played was at the Italian Open, which was fun.
Oh, yeah. You always make time for that, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't been playing that much, too much lately. But
family's good. Everybody's wonderful.
Yeah, everything's great at home. Little guy's in kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
excited?
Reese is 10 months, so she's getting big, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fun. A lot of fun.
That is cool, man. We were talking with Robin about having kids that are the age where they can start to appreciate and recognize what it is that dad kind of does for a living or whatever. And he had said, bring him into the cold tub and show, oh, that's awful. You know, that's kind of, because I know I saw you, you and the boy at the Pride Parade, and to be in the middle of something like that and just the awe of that, it's got to be, that's a neat part.
He's getting it now, and had him at the rink the other day, and that's the cool part of it. He knows how to use an iPad better than most of us, and he's checking the standings every day. And last year we beat Vegas the last game of the season 7-1, and he came up to me after and he's like, "Dad, I don't understand. How did you guys do that? How did you beat Vegas?" And I go, "What are you talking about, Jack?" And he's like, "Well, they're in first place and you guys are in 10th place, and how does that how does that work?" I'm like, "Well, sometimes the teams, that's why you play the game. Teams can beat the best team." And he's getting around that concept of standings.
Is he skating now?
Yeah, he's skating now.
Timbits?
He's in the program skating buddy program. So he's getting into it. He wasn't into it at the start, but now he's getting into hockey.
Starting to like
big time.
Yeah. Go have some bacon. Get some meat on those bones.
Get me some too, eh?
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you guys.
Here's Mark Giordano.